This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
The Honorable Denise Lunsford with the Albemarle County Commonwealth Attorney's Office. We have Lieutenant Joe Rader with the Virginia State Police, Bureau of Criminal Investigation, the Appomattox Field Office, and we have the Superintendent of the Virginia State Police, Colonel Steve Flaherty. And at this time, I'd like to turn it over to Colonel Flaherty to make a few statements.
Good evening to all of you, and thank you so much for coming out and being with us today. I want to begin by acknowledging all of the other law enforcement agencies and the people that have been with us throughout this investigation. Thank them for their steadfast support and their contributions as we've been through the periods of search and investigation of the Morgan Harrington case. And I also want to thank Dr. and Mrs. Harrington for persevering through 3 months of what must have been totally unimaginable for most of us as we make the following announcements with heavy hearts. 9:53 this morning, the Virginia State Police was notified by an Albemarle County resident of a discovery that they had made on their 700-acre farm in the southern part of the county. While operating a tractor in the field, the owner came across skeletal remains. The location is a very remote location. It has no public access. The state police immediately dispatched investigators and crime scene technicians to the scene to evaluate and process the findings. With the assistance of Albemarle County, University of Virginia Police, and the state police investigators, they've been on the scene all day gathering and analyzing evidence. Based on the evidence that was there, that we've recovered, we're fairly confident this time that the remains are those of Morgan Dana Harrington, the 20-year-old Virginia Tech student who went missing from the University of Virginia from their campus during the Metallica concert on October the 17th, 2009. The remains are being transported to the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner in Richmond for identification and autopsy. And until we receive word from the results of that autopsy, we can't say with 100% certainty that this is truly Ms. Harrington. However, as I just said, there was some significant items of evidence that makes us confident that that scientific procedure will confirm the ID. Once that confirmation is made, we certainly move into a new stage of this investigation. And now we begin the work to determine how she came to be in this particular remote location, what the time of death was. We'll be able to hopefully identify who was responsible for her being where she was found. We cannot release the evidence that leads us to this conclusion at this particular point in time, but as we progress and the investigation matures, we'll introduce to you evidence and information that's available that we can release at that particular point in time. We still ask the public to please come forward and give us any information they have now that we are confident that we've located Ms. Harrington and that we move into this next stage of the investigation. We've had over 600 tips to date. And we certainly thank the public for coming forward, making themselves available, and providing us details, and helping us to establish the timeline for the night that Ms. Harrington went missing at the John Paul Jones Arena. Those with information, those with tips, please call our tips line at the State Police. They can call 434-352-3467. You can call the University of Virginia Police at 434-924-7166 or can contact bci-appomattox@vsp.virginia.gov. Now, we will try to take questions, but to reduce your frustration and our frustration, please know that we're in the very infant stages of this investigation, even though we've been out there all day. We have more questions than we do answers for you. You're familiar with Lieutenant Rader. Lieutenant Rader is leading the state police portion of this investigation, has been since the onset. He's here with us to help answer questions. So we'll move to that period now.
And how are they doing?
We have spoken with the parents. I have not personally, but yes, we have spoken with the parents.
Have they requested to go to the farm, and do you plan to take them there?
We have spoken with them. I wouldn't want to discuss the contents of those
discussions. Had this field been searched during the search for Morgan?
No.
Had not.
Sir,
no.
Can you tell us the manner?
I'm sorry.
Why not?
Well, we had no evidence at the time that that was an area of interest.
Have you searched that part of the county yet?
Have
you searched that part of the county yet?
I don't believe we searched. Yeah, come on up, Judge.
I can probably answer most of the questions about the search. It does not appear that we searched that particular area. We had no reason to search that particular area. And our searches, as you well know, the first couple of days were based on the immediate area of John Paul Jones Arena. We did additional follow-ups with the Laura Recovery Center over 3 days, where we extended our search out several more miles. I will tell you that we have done some other spot searches based on the information that we developed that we believe would be prudent to search, this not being one of those places. So, as you can imagine, 6-10 miles out from Charlottesville is an epicenter. There are, you know, thousands and thousands of acres that you search, and just because the body is found in a particular location doesn't mean that it would have been prudent to search at that particular location at that time.
Was there anything at the scene that would assist you in the investigation other than the remains?
The location of the remains being found is the first step, but I won't speak to any other evidence at the scene.
In its narrow sense,
one at a time, right here.
We heard that the place where the remains were found is only accessible by a tractor. That's how remote it is. Is there any truth to that?
There is a remote area. There is no readily public access to the area, and it's farm.
Is
it's a farmland.
A suspect now?
We don't comment on any suspects right now. Once again, as the superintendent said, we are still at the scene, processing the crime scene, conducting interviews, and this is an important step for us in this investigation. We now have something to look at to lead us in a new direction. The other important thing to remember is this. From day one, if you recall, on some of our previous interviews, while this has been a missing persons case, we have always treated this as potentially as an homicide. The cause of death will be determined, hopefully, by the medical examiner. We still proceed as if this is a homicide and most likely will be a homicide. Therefore, whatever we discover from this time forward, we must be very careful because we have perpetrator or perpetrators at large that we certainly intend to catch and to prosecute. So we have to maintain the sanctity of the crime scene and the investigation at this point.
Lieutenant Rader, have you personally spoken to the parents?
Yes, I have met with the Harringtons up to about the last 30 minutes ago. Some of the investigators have met with the Harringtons. They are in Charlottesville, and we have brought them up to speed on what we can tell them at this point.
How would you characterize the condition of the remains, and how much could a forensic scientist tell from that?
Well, I'm not an expert as a forensic scientist, and I won't comment on the condition of the remains other than what they've been described as, which is skeletal remains. Once again, this all is part of the investigation, which you must appreciate. We have to maintain the integrity of the investigation to move forward for a prosecution, and we won't compromise that.
What is it that makes you fairly confident that these are Morgan Harrington's remains?
We have information that we discovered at the scene that gives us somewhat confident information that it is, in fact, the remains of Morgan Harrington. However, as you observed, the superintendent did not confirm that it is Morgan Harrington. He only suggested, as I would have should I stood up here, that we have reason to believe that based on what we see at the scene, it is consistent with the remains of Morgan Harrington.
Are we talking about a clothing and jewelry, that kind of stuff?
That's all I'm going to comment on at the time.
Do you think the person that may have put her body there is from Charlottesville or in Charlottesville?
I have no idea.
Is this a hayfield, by the way?
Yes, it is a hayfield.
So, was it cut?
The hayfield had been cut in August. At the time that Miss Harrington would have disappeared, the hayfield would have been up to about your waist. And, of course, you know it has snowed since then. So, a lot of environmental things have happened since October that could have impacted the opportunity and... want to move on.
Did you see any tire tracks or any footprints at all?
I won't comment on any physical evidence that we have at the scene at this time.
Have you had contact with the parents, and we have not yet, without obviously violating their privacy, can you give us some sense of how they're doing right now?
They're reacting as parents would react in this particular situation. And that's all I really want to comment about the parents.
Was it difficult for you, Lieutenant Rader, too? You've been working on this from the beginning to hear this news, the likelihood for you personally and for the department?
Well, I mean, it serves certain points for us, obviously, because we get frustrated. The victim's family gets frustrated. And so this is a new step to help us move this case forward. Unfortunately, the result isn't what we were looking for. But we now have to work with the Commonwealth Attorney's Office, with our other partners in investigation, and do what we know we can do very well, and that is to bring this person to justice and take care of the situation.
Lieutenant.
One more question, please.
Is this place that someone has gone into, or a place that they're going to take care of them?
It is a farmland, and it does not have public access, and I think that describes itself fairly well. It's too early for us to make speculations. Remember, we have to focus on facts, physical evidence, tips. We have to sort the tips out, do our interviews, and come to logical conclusions to find who's responsible for the remains of Morgan Harrington, which we believe it will be Morgan once the medical examiner has finished. That's my last question.
Parents, you've got a lot of women just 6 miles away on that campus. What? Any warnings to parents?
No, I'm not going to give warnings to parents. We have a person who came up missing in the city of Charlottesville. It could have come up in any community, and it does every day. It just so happens this is a community that has a university. I'm not going to alarm the people of Charlottesville. We have a missing person that now looks like it's a crime, and that's where we're at. Charlottesville is a wonderful place to work and live. There's good people here. They've got good opportunities. Unfortunately, this particular situation occurred in Charlottesville, and we can't change that. We can only try to move forward and see how we can resolve the investigation. That's my last question. Maybe somebody else wants to answer, but I'm done.
Thank you.
One thing I needed to address with the media, and that is, this is private property where the remains were found. The landowner does not want media on the property. If you were found on the property, that is trespassing, and you will be charged as such. The landowner has asked us to express that because we've actually had some issues today with media trying to get onto the property from various avenues and so forth. So that's just a reminder and a warning to you all. The landowner does not want media on his property. It is private property. There will be no more press briefings tonight. As we get more information and get hopefully that positive identification later today or tonight or even first thing tomorrow morning, we will notify you immediately. I think everyone's pretty much covered on the email list that we've been sending out. If you're not, I'll be back out in a few minutes to make sure to get your email addresses and so forth. That's the easiest way to get the most people identified the quickest. All right? Thank you, guys.
That's the voice of Corinne Keller, the spokesperson for the Virginia State Police. You've been listening to a live press conference here in Charlottesville by the Virginia State Police, not confirming, but saying in all likelihood that we have indeed at last found Morgan Harrington, who's been missing since October 17th at the John Paul Jones Arena, the Metallica concert. I'm Coy Barefoot. This is Charlottesville Right Now. Let's take a quick break.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.